Welcome back. Or if you're just joining us, this is the Radio Northwest Network, where you're listening to Around the House with Handyman Bob. Now, each Saturday, my mission from noon to 2 is to help you successfully complete your honey-do list or maybe get started with that major project you've been planning. It all starts when you call me. This also happens to be Guest Expert Saturday, so I've invited Ryan Beckley from Terra Firma Foundation Systems. He's joined me in the studio to answer any specific questions you might have for him. Ryan, you mentioned in the last hour that you actually got into the foundation stabilization business because you bought a home that was settling. Now, you talked about some products that you brought back
from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yep. Describe how you stabilize your home. What did you do? How do you do that project if you're going to somebody else's house just like you did your own?
Well, the two primary methods we use for deep foundation stabilization are either a micropile, which is, in our case, a hydraulically driven push pier. So we use the weight of a structure to hold back against hydraulic pressure, where we push steel segments that interlock one at a time through a bracket that attaches to the foundation of the house. We prepare the foundation so that the bracket rests up underneath of the foundation, the stem wall itself. Using the weight of the structure, hydraulic pressure pushes the segments down until they get to either bedrock or some suitable load-bearing strata. And then once we've installed all the required push piers, we then put a lifting cylinder on the top of each one of them and lift the entire structure up the appropriate amount until we've achieved the right stabilization level or re-leveled the home, whatever it might be. And then the other process we use is a helical pier, which is a hydraulically driven pier that uses basically a drive head and turns that helical pier into the earth like a screw. And that uses surface tension and friction. And then once those piers are installed, we typically are using those on a lighter structure or a pre-construction application. Once those are installed, again, we use the lifting cylinders and lift the structure back up to achieve the appropriate level.
Now, that helical device, how does that differ from an auger?
Essentially, the planetary or drive motor is essentially the exact same thing. We use a very specific pressure to put ours in, and that is actually how we calculate the load-bearing capacity, is the pressure that it requires and the torque that it requires to screw that pier into the ground. But it's just basically like a post hole auger. It's very similar.
Except it's not pulling material out.
No, in fact, actually the piers are designed specifically with a flat helix blade so that they disturb the soil as little as possible. You don't want to pull soil out of the ground. You want to cause as little disruption to the soil as you can.
Okay, so now you've got that in there, and you're going to put some sort of a hydraulic cylinder on top of each of these and begin lifting the foundation.
That's correct. We have about 100 of them. We could theoretically do 100 piers at a time. That would be a little unusual, but we can go around and put these lift cylinders, which have 6 inches of travel in each one of them. And we put one on each of every one of the piers as we go around the structure. They each have their own individual on and off valves. So we bring the structure up very slowly. Typically, you're dealing with settlement that's occurred over many years, so you're bringing it all back up in one day. It's going to be a little traumatic sometimes for the structure. You're going to hear a lot of creaking and popping and everything as things are coming back up, but then you lift things back up to the level that makes the most sense, and sometimes that means you're leveling it all the way out. Sometimes you're just lifting it to where the doors and the windows work. It's really just up to the customer what's the right appropriate level for them.
I was going to ask you about how do you level it, but you don't necessarily bring it all the way to level. You just want everything in the home to work right again.
That's correct. And one of the things that we deal with a lot is a home that will have settled over, say, 25 or 30 years. Over that time period, a homeowner may possibly have gone through and done a variety of different segmental repairs and tried to shim doors and shim windows and adjust things to accommodate for the settlement that's going on over that time period. So we then, when we go to re-lift the home and stabilize it, a lot of times we have to try to counteract those measures, and sometimes it doesn't make sense for us to achieve a level structure. Sometimes just stabilizing the home and making sure everything is functional again is the better repair.
Interesting. I guess in the back of my mind, I had you putting a laser level on it and bringing it up to plumbing level, and that everything would work. But it makes sense that if this goes on over time, clearly I'm guilty of going into these people's homes and having shimmed hinges on doors, having shaved with my plane, having shaved doors because they were binding.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Yeah, see, I'm one of those guilty people. But short of actually attacking the root cause of it, and oftentimes I have been called after a minor earthquake, after a minor shake, people will call me and say, oh, got doors that are stuck. And you can tell there's a telltale crack in the sheetrock, usually right at a corner.
That's another big part of our business, actually, is earthquake retrofits. We do a lot of seismic upgrade
work. Do you?
Absolutely. And every time the Portland area, which isn't very regularly, but every time the Portland area gets one of its very mild shakers that it gets, you know, every couple of years, we have about 6 months worth of backlog of earthquake retrofit work to go and do, because it revives everybody to the idea that one of these days there will be an actual earthquake around here.
A real one.
Yeah.
Well, and periodically on the show, we've talked about the big one, because we are told the big one is coming. It probably is.
Absolutely.
And people really ought to pay attention now before it happens, making sure that the house itself is tied to the foundation. Otherwise, in a rolling earthquake, the house does a side slide, and it can fall right off of that foundation. And we'll discuss that just a little bit more when we come back.